If you haven't done so already, make sure to check out the list of 30 plus free and affordable tools I use to run my business. No asking for your email, no upsells, just pure value to help you and your business. You can get it at passionbreakthrough.com/tools. Hello, hello, we are back for another conversation, and today I want to share with you some insider tips and lessons and all the fun shenanigans that I've learned this past weekend as I went to an in-person event and some of the things that I'm incorporating in my business as I move forward in terms of the world opening back up in general. And also just creating a more sustainable and scalable business strategy that allows me to really leverage all of the different platforms that is available to me and broadening my skills to allow me to leverage all these different things and see how it translates in the online space, how it translates in the in-person world, what the different types of skills that I need to improve, because we are continually learning, right? So we can only continue to push ourselves, otherwise the norm that we push ourselves out of becomes the new norm, and that it becomes our new comfort zone. And so if we don't keep continually making ourselves uncomfortable, we are not growing, right? Like, we are not learning. And so that is the reason why I'm making myself uncomfortable. That's why I love experimenting. And so that's part of the reason why I'm doing more networking events also and doing more speaking events in person. I love being able to adapt to those types of new situations and just kind of continuing to up level and bringing my clients alongside of me and bringing it here with you to have a conversation to see and make sure that you can leverage these things into your business, into your life, and however that looks for you. I want to empower you that if I can do it, I'm sure that there's things here in our conversation that would hopefully empower you to be able to do the same for you too. So, all of that to say that this past weekend has been kind of eye-opening for me in a few different things, in terms of the fact that, you know, like, the person that was running the event was also not born here in the US, right? Like, my family and I moved here from the Philippines about 20 some years ago now, so I'm neither from the Philippines nor am I still trying to get to know the pop culture here and the English idioms and stuff like that. So I always feel like I'm this outsider in both cultures. And so seeing how the person that was running this event, how she was holding the space for people, how she was leading the room, all these things, it was very inspiring to me, right? Like, that even for people that, for me at least, that I feel like, you know, like, sometimes it's just like, maybe it's my English, maybe because I'm different, all these things, it's a mindset shift. And I know that, and seeing that as an embodiment for another person in real life, because I see that in the online space all the time. And I see it when I went to LA for the event that I took my sister to. But in my head still, right? Like, we always, at least for me, again, like, I feel like sometimes our subconscious still try to negotiate with us, right? Like, in terms of just like, oh, that only works because it's LA, because it's a big city and people are used to diversity and there's a lot more diverse people there. So I try to tell myself that, you know, like, it wouldn't work for me or these kinds of stuff, right? So when I see these kinds of things happening closer in my world, it feels more real. It feels more available to me. It feels more, okay, like, if these people around me are doing this, I can too. And so as I plug into more spaces like these, as you're tuning into these conversations, I'm sharing this so you can also tap into that same vibe, that same energy, because it's available for all of us, right? So the fact that, you know, like, if you're not from the Philippines, it's totally okay. But if you've ever felt like you were an outsider, that you don't belong, that someone else is smarter than you, or something might not be completely perfect enough, that's okay. Like, there's people out there that are leading rooms, and there's people paying money for them to be coached by people that are quote unquote, you know, like broken English or not from the same country, all these things. And so with that said, I want to let you know that you are exactly where you're supposed to be, and people do want to work with you. How empowering is that, right? So that was one of my takeaways. That's just one of them. The other thing too is the fact that, you know, like the online space has been really amazing in terms of meeting all the people, all the diversity of clients that I get to work with, from Europe to Bali to South Africa to I work with hundreds of different countries with my clients, right? So the fact that I get to do that, and I feel so good being able to do that. Like, never in my lifetime would I have thought that that is even possible for me. And then thinking globally, and then working with and seeing face to face all of these people that are doing things in our local community, and just kind of brings a new different perspective, I guess, in a new light, right? Like, because even if I'm working with somebody in the UK, they're doing something locally too, right? Like, so it's kind of like seeing my clients who I don't get to see often, that might live, I don't know, like halfway around the world from me, many, many miles away, and then kind of picturing what it would be like to be in a room with them. And that energy, that vibe of like, okay, like we get to mastermind in the same room. There's such a different energy to be in a room, to be in person, to have, like, there's a DJ even that was playing music, and you have to talk super loud sometimes to be able to hear each other. And it's just, and then, you know, like you can see people's emotions and facial expressions, and you get to not necessarily like touch people in a way, in an appropriate way, but in like, you know, you get to hug people, and you know, if you're a hugger, or I also felt a sense that some people didn't want to get hugged. So you get to get a sense of personality a little bit faster. In the online space, it's a little bit slower, right? Like we get to, sometimes it feels like a game where you have to kind of see if people have some sort of a, like a different personality in real life versus like what they're saying and how they're acting in the online space. But there's a lot less of that. There's less veneer that you can hide from in person. And sure, like people can dress up and stuff like that, but personality and the way that you present yourself and the way that you interact with people, because there's also, you know, like I'm an introvert, but sometimes we can turn that on and off, and sometimes it's between our ears, right? Like what we think and how we want to plug into the space is on us. It's a mindset shift. So one of the things that I noticed is that the event ran until 5 p.m. and then you are free, optional to stay from 5 till 7. And there were quite a bit of people that did not stay for the after hours. And I'm sure there's a lot of reasons why, right? Like life is life. Like maybe they have kids, maybe they already had plans, all of these different things. The biggest thing for me is that I know that one of the things I'm working on personally is that I'm streamlining my processes. I'm making sure that I'm 100% present in the different things that I'm doing, and it's always a work in progress. I get that. And so the challenge that I wanted to share with you that I'm doing for myself is, am I showing up 100%? Am I giving it my best? Right? So it's such a loss, I guess, for a lack of better word, right? Like in terms of just like, there's these people that I got to spend time with all day, and I wish I would have had more time with them. I wish they would have stayed. And, you know, like in terms of being able to have more time to network with them, to have more of that intimate conversations to get to know each other. We were already there. Like this event curated a group of us that may be potential collaborators, that may be potential clients. It's such a prime space. And so when you plug into a space like that, whether it's virtually, maybe you're attending like a virtual summit, or you're attending like even just a Facebook group where your ideal clients may be hanging out, how are you intentionally making sure that you're setting aside time to fully be present, to fully nurture the conversations, to fully dive into how can you be there and provide value and get to know the people that you want to plug into? So there's that side too, right? Like, again, I'm not perfect at it. It's definitely, sometimes it gets to be overwhelming. So I want to get to the next part of the conversation, which is, yes, it gets to be overwhelming sometimes. So we get to be the CEO of our business and we get to be discerning. By that, what I mean is that there's, in the room, there were about 20 people, and sure, I could be like trying to disperse my energy amongst all 20 people and talking to every single person and just saying, hi, my name is Diane and I'm a systems coach and business coach online, helping multi-passionate women and helping them grow their business, and leave it at that, right? Like just a quick elevator speech, move on from one person to the other, because at the end of the day, that would just use up my time. Would they really remember me? Would that really leave an impression if I'm just like jumping from one conversation to the next and then just exchanging business cards and then having me tell them what I do and how I help them with their systems and their online offers and then they tell me what they do? That's very shallow, right? Like that is just like a very transactional way of doing things. So instead of going in all of the spaces, instead of going to all of the conversations, instead of feeling like you might be missing out, and whether it's online or in the real life networking or whatever situation, right? Like, or maybe even like working with potential clients, think about it more of the fact that you want to go deeper with less people and fully make that conversation all the way to the end, quote unquote, the end, in terms of just like there's a certain call to action. So what had happened with me is that I got to connect with some amazing people. One of them is doing like speaking events. And so I just kind of vibe with her in terms of she wants to learn a little bit more about systems. So we kind of have this kind of collaborative conversations in terms of just like, okay, like, you know, like I'm curious how and where you're plugging in for more in-person speaking events. And so we were exchanging ideas, we were masterminding, and so there's that give and take perspective, right? There's another person that could be my potential client because she was asking me for information deeper into her systems and she was writing a lot of notes. And I'm just like, okay, well, some of these I could tell you and I'm happy to share information because, you know, we can only share so much in a small interaction. Whether I spent all day with her or not, that's still only a fraction of my knowledge that I get to share. So at the end of the day, you know, like we exchanged cards, she messaged me almost right away on Instagram and I'm just like, I am so excited to chat with this person because I know that they're doing such amazing things in the online space and that they're going to help people. So for us to be able to connect and for her to be able to learn and discover many different ways to do business, that's going to impact the way that she does it to get more impact for her people, that is so exciting to me. So I was so excited to get connected with a potential client or not, for me to be able to help her make that ripple effect. There's another person that I connected with, and she's like a very highly interconnected with the local space, with different people, right? Like in terms of just like, okay, like different organizations, and all these things. So it's just a matter of like getting to know people, not just what they do, but the in between of what's not being said. I met another person and their kid is going to the same type of industry that I was in for corporate. And so it's just like, you know, like I might not be able to help you. I might be able to help your kid. It does nothing for me. Not like obviously in terms of just like in my career or anything like that, because I'm no longer in that, but I'm willing to help because that's what it's about, right? Like we don't give to get something back in return. We give because we want to feel abundant and we get more in return because we overflow with abundance. So it's just all these different amazing things that you get to learn about people when you actually tune in and have active listening and not just go with the surface level of like, okay, like, what do you do? Are you my potential client? Okay, no. Okay, move on to the next person because I need to hit up all 20 people. So I really am taking that into consideration as I move into the online space, because I feel like in the online space, I'm doing this already and I'm doing this more, but it really is translatable because what I've noticed is that when I do this hybrid approach of when I meet people locally and I go online to make sure that we stay connected in the online space, I'm the one that has initiated a lot of the different conversations. And I'm just like, hey, it was really nice to see you. You know, like the follow up that I teach my clients in terms of just like, don't just connect, make sure that, you know, like you stay connected and you know, like not necessarily qualify every single person, but qualify your leads if they, you know, like make sure you understand what they need, how you can help and these kinds of stuff. So I was checking in on people that I connected with and said, you know, like, it was nice to see you. I'm looking forward to seeing how we can support each other and stuff like that. And a lot of people were very receptive. A few of them, you know, like hasn't responded yet and it's been like a few days. Some of them were kind of just, I don't know if, I don't want to sound rude, but there's this sense of Minnesota nice. And there's a different perspective of Minnesota nice that is not necessarily like in a good way. It's more of a less than nice perspective. It's like, it's nice to see you, but then if it's not beneficial to me, let's just keep a 6-foot distance, kind of like back in 2020. So it's just like getting those cold shoulder responses. Yes, I understand there's, you know, like the rejection part that we have to work through in terms of sometimes you do get rejection. Sometimes, you know, like not every single person that you talk with will either convert to a client or convert or turn into a potential collaborator. But at the same time, it's the niceness that you get to see when they first initially chat with you, or, you know, you thought that you had a connection. And then this sequential conversations, it's just like, oh my gosh, like, what happened? Did I do something wrong? But most of the time, I just have to remind myself that I'm not doing something wrong necessarily, right? I hope I'm not. At least from my perspective, I'm hope that I'm not doing anything wrong and I'm just doing my best. So when you put yourself in a position like that in terms of just putting your best foot forward, and making sure that, you know, like you're showing up as your best self and then you're following up with the best intention in mind so that you can actually help and support each other. And the other person either brushes you off or just, you know, like those kinds of stuff, or not even respond or anything like that, that it might be situational, right? Like similar to what I mentioned earlier, like they kind of like some people have had to leave at the 5 p.m. mark instead of a 7 p.m. For the optional happy hour. Maybe they have kids, maybe they're off to a vacation, maybe, you know, like hopefully nobody got hurt or anything like that, but, or maybe they won the lottery and they quit their job or their business. So you never know what's going on behind the scenes. So I'm just giving it the benefit of doubt. I'm giving it grace and I'm just blessing and releasing it to be like, okay, like I've done my due diligence. I'm going to continue to, you know, like show them love in the online space since we're connected now online. But at the same time, I also have my own processes, right? Like, I want to see where this conversation goes. And, you know, like in the next few weeks or so, I'll continue to check in to see if there's something new in their world. If some of them don't even have anything that they've posted in the last year in the online, in the social media. So I'll continue to check in to see how I can support them and provide value and stuff like that. But, you know, like after a while, it's a two-way relationship. So I'm going to just like go and save my time and energy for the people around me that are, you know, that are looking for that type of support even more, and save that for where I'm supposed to be at. And so I'm, again, like giving time and energy, benefit of doubt for the people that you just met and not brushing them off just because they are brushing you off. Because, you know, like be the CEO with good intent and benefit of doubt and that stuff like that. And then I just want to wrap up here. So I'm just like trying to get the right thoughts out here. And then, you know, like, of course, like be discerning in your own world to make sure that at some point you don't want to continue that. You don't want to get friend zoned. You do want to move into like, okay, like where is this going? Is this benefiting me and my business? Is this helping me grow? All that different conversations that you should be continually assessing in your business over time. And those kinds of stuff. So that is kind of my different thoughts that I wanted to share with you. I'm sure there's so many more. If I do think of more, I'll probably write them down and do another conversation like this with you. But hopefully that has been helpful. If you have any questions, let's have a conversation about it. Reach out so we can talk about those kinds of conversation, because we want to open those up, right? Like we want to have a dialogue and we want to make sure that you are feeling supported in your business and making sure that you have all of these different processes in place so it doesn't feel overwhelming for you, and making sure that you are here and tuning in and getting value and all that good stuff. So thank you for tuning in, and I hope this has been helpful, and we will talk to you at the next one.